legacy, that is your inheritance, that is your bouncing off place, that is the place, that's your starting place, this vibration of success and satisfaction and achievement. A woman said to us, I've been an artist for some time. She lived on the East Coast of the United States, and she decided that if she went to the West Coast, she could perhaps get more business from Hollywood and movies. Really a wonderful artist. So she put herself in her car and drove out there, and before she got settled in, someone broke into her car and stole her portfolio. So she had nothing to show. She had years of accumulation of her talent that she was going to present as the basis of being good to be employed. And now it was gone. And she did not know how she could make them understand who she is as an artist. And we said, most of what was in that portfolio doesn't represent who you now are anyway. Who you now are is who you now are. Paint something and show it to somebody. In other words, it is within you. It is the vibrational becoming that matters, you see. And so you get to take all that you have achieved vibrationally with you, and it is your new starting place. And so it does not matter if you change career every year. You get to pick up right where you are and launch from there into the new. Once you understand that, once you understand it's about vibration and not about anything else. And so even if there is a small financial lag time in the interim, it will be brief because of the vibrational stance that you have achieved, you see.
Thank you. One side issue as well. When I was trying to figure out this question, someone suggested I should go see a psychic. And I thought to myself, is it possible to truly predict the future? Or if I went to someone who claimed to be a psychic, if they're not making it up, are they somehow tapping into my thought forms?
They are. That's exactly what they're doing.
Or do they have access to my vibrational escrow?
Sometimes they do that too. And depending upon how in alignment you are, the more in alignment you are with your own vibrational escrow, the easier it is for someone else to read it. The more scattered you are, the more they really have to be good at being able to tap into who you really are rather than who you're currently being. And some are able to do that. But in any case, when you talk about the probable future, the future is up for grabs. It's up for vibrational grabs. But there are vibrational tendencies. In other words, someone who's learned to read energy can feel the stability or lack of it of whoever it is that they're reading. And as they get a sense of that energy, they can often accurately foretell where it's going if nothing changes. Because everything that will at one time manifest is in your vibrational escrow. So the question is, but here's the thing really worth talking about on this subject of psychically foretelling something. You acknowledge that you are this source energy being, and that physically focused, you are launching more rockets of desires. And we haven't talked about it with much emphasis in the days that we've been on this ship, but there is the non-physical vibrational focal point of view, and there is the physical vibrational focal point of view. And the whole point of a gathering like this is to get you to merge this physical vibrational focal point with the non-physical one so that you allow yourself to be all that life has caused you to become. So if you are someone who is deliberately reaching for good feeling thoughts, and you've managed to consistently, chronically bring yourself into vibrational alignment with who you are, you're sending a very strong signal that is very easy for someone to read. So when you introduce another person as the psychic who is going to foretell your vibration, you got to wonder, are they tapped into who I really am, or are they tapped into who I am being here in my physical expression, who am I allowing myself to be? And there's another thing that we have not said before that we really want to get to here about that, is that so I, as I stand in my human form, I have the potential of being in alignment, one signal, or not. I have the potential of being often scattered from who I am, or seldom scattered from who I am. In other words,